Garden Rapids at the Big Pool opens summer 2021. The project is on schedule and it looks good. You know, fee structure for recreation programming probably isn't something that every city commission takes up, but certainly a couple factors. One, this is a new facility and it's a new kind of feature facility that's a several million dollar investment. And so the commission has an interest in, you know, the admission price and the modeling of how a particular admission price might impact overall revenue and expenditures, the business pro forma of the project itself once it's operational. But add on top of that, that this is effectively what is replacing the nearly 100-year-old iconic kind of you know, historical recreation facility of not just this community, but of Kansas. You know, we often refer to it as the Big Pool was a postcard facility. In other words, you're driving down I-70 and you pick up one of the, you know, the postcards that are sitting there in the revolving postcard selection column there in a travel plaza or something. You have one that has a map of Kansas and all the little icons on it. The one that would be over Garden City most likely would be the Big Pool. And you know, in replacing that, it's important. It was important for the commission to have their say in fee modeling. Now, it's not to say, like, down the future that that wouldn't become, you know, more customary to have the staff, you know, really kind of point to where do fees need to be for a variety of things to make the business models work where the commission pointed to having them work. But for right now, we wanted the commission to put their fingerprints on this fee model. They looked at and even discussed everything from $5 per person to $1 per person. They rested on $3 per person. Very affordable, certainly very affordable for that that type of facility. We'll also build in some punch passes and annual passes, which can bring that price per visit down even further. And then we'll be looking for ways to even provide or maybe partner with some other folks who are interested in helping some passes to those that may come from households that, you know, simply can't afford really an entry fee of any kind. So we we'll continue to explore ways to buy that down further for folks in need. But advertised admission is going to be $3, and we're excited to offer that facility at that price. We think it'll be a draw within our community, but we also think it'll be a draw from around our community.